This is Apollo Control. We're coming up now on 9 minutes until loss of contact with Apollo 16, about 19 and a half minutes away from the time the crew will be performing the descent orbit insertion maneuver. This maneuver, of course, performed behind the moon. We'll be out of radio contact, and we'll get our first look at the results of that maneuver when they come back around on the other side of the moon on their third revolution. This burn is a very critical maneuver, which must be performed with very precise, within very precise limits, and particularly in the shutdown, which the computer will signal. An overburn of slightly more than 1 second would place the spacecraft on a trajectory which would impact the moon if it were not corrected, the normal procedure that the crew would follow in the event that they do get an overburn is to take out the overburn by using the reaction control system thrusters. We'll get about 10 minutes of tracking as they come around the front side of the moon on the third revolution. And based on this information, we'll give them a go, no-go to stay in the trajectory resulting from the descent orbit insertion maneuver. If we don't like the looks of the trajectory based on ground tracking, they'll be told to perform the bailout burn. That maneuver is scheduled at 79 hours, 22 minutes, 8 seconds in the flight plan, if it is required, and would place the spacecraft in a safe 62.6 by 5.3 nautical mile orbit. Again, this is a contingency procedure only and would be used only if for some reason the descent orbit insertion maneuver was not as planned and the spacecraft was determined to be in an unsafe orbit. The guidance officer has just reported that the crew has switched to program 40, the program that they'll use prior to performing the descent orbit insertion maneuver. And everything continues to progress very smoothly.
Roger, John.